This episode of Begin the Search was recorded Thursday, July 8th, 2021, and it was a great time because I got to watch Permission to Dance, the MV by BTS, that was co-written by Ed Sheeran. I got to watch it for the first time, I got to share my feelings about it, and really, really happy and excited for BTS. I want to congratulate them, and also I want to congratulate them for Butter topping the Billboard charts for 6 weeks in a row. Let's get into the episode. Hi, ARMYs. We are waiting for Permission to Dance to premiere, and I'm really excited. It says premiere will begin shortly. Whew! I'm so excited. And I'm alone. Well, actually, I've got my kitties with me. So I have my little meow meows with me. But I've closed my windows and hopefully I can make a little bit more noise this time and a couple more reactions, but I'm really excited about it. And it says right now it's 8:59 p.m. It's 9:59 where I am. And it says 1,581,826 people are waiting. So I hope it will just start the countdown so I don't have to refresh anything. I've been on this screen for about 40 minutes and really excited. So I don't know what it's going to be like, and I can't wait. Ah, okay, it's refreshing. Oh, yes. Yoongi gets to start the video. Look at that smile. This is from the teaser. We all saw this. So we saw all that already. Those cute kids running by. What? Oh, look at these pictures. Oh, we've seen most of these pictures. Oh, Jin. That is so weird. How do they do that? They're making them like move slightly in their pictures, even though it's a still picture. Oh dang, I gotta make my birds be quiet. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, go to sleep birds, 3, 2, 1. Slowly getting used to the new logo. We've got pancakes and butter. They're here to remind us that butter just happened. And Butter is still going strong. I like her necklaces. She's looking up and she sees that looks like JK. Who's... Oh. Oh. They look so good. Oh, I like the tune. Oh, why do I want to cry? Tay stands out in that red. Oh, Jimin. I love these lyrics, you guys. Oh my gosh. Oh my heck. The rap lines. Vocals. Oh, a cute older couple dancing. Ooh, that run by JK. Oh, cute kids. Oh my word. All these balloons inside the washing machine? Purple balloons? Wow. Oh my goodness, there is so much here, and I haven't had to watch it so many times to see everything. I love seeing them dancing. Soulmates getting the bridge. I thought he was gonna go tie. Look at all these lucky people that got to be in this MV, you guys. The lyrics of this are so meaningful. I love that part. Oh, I love that Yoongi got two parts. Namjoon got two parts, right? Oh, I love that everybody's being in the center. I love it. It's so cute. There are all these happy people dancing. I've been holding in tears this whole time, just with a big old grin on my face. Ah! Wait a minute, wait a minute. 5, 6, 7, 8, go! This looks so fun! There's gonna be a TikTok dance challenge for this. Oh man, they look so good in this denim stuff. Hobi, of course, in shorts. What's... Oh, that's wind. It's wind out in the desert. On the mics. I was wondering what that noise was. That looks so fun, you guys. Everybody had to have had so much fun in doing that. Okay, so you guys, love it. Love it, love it. It's all in English. Love that Namjoon, right off the bat, gets to sing. I'm not going to skip the ads because I heard that if you don't skip the ads, it counts better. Woo! Already we've got 5,029,161 views. At the time that I'm looking at this, it was premiered 11 minutes ago, and there are almost 200,000 comments. But I love the rap lines vocals. I love them so much. Especially Yoongi, he's my bias, but especially Hobi also, he's like a tied bias wrecker with Tae. But anyway, I love them all, I love them all. Jimin was so cute, Jimin got the bridge, and then Tae got to share the bridge with him. Oh, did you guys feel emotional? Please let me know, find me in YouTube. What? Why did I say YouTube? Because I'm trying to open YouTube. Find me in Twitter at KathosTV, and let me know if you felt emotional watching that.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My goodness, I felt so emotional watching it because I just feel so proud of them. I feel so, so happy for them that Ed Sheeran co-wrote another song and that they've gotten a lot of attention. And I love, it's 5 minutes long. Sheesh, that's awesome. I'm going to watch it again right now on my laptop. The sound isn't great, but let's do this. Oh, yes. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to watch it again. It really is 5 minutes long and they're not even counting the teaser. How is it 5 minutes? The pancakes and the girl looking up. She looks really pretty in that light blue shirt. That's JK on the truck. Okay, hold on. Yoongi's playing the piano. Yes. There's so much to see. Love Jimin's bracelets. Love Jin's hair, this color. The fringe looks so good on their shirts. This looks so fun. It's a little bit of line dance. There's a little bit of line dance in their choreography. I can learn this. Like we're dancing fools. Yes, Jimin. Sounds so good. No way. He sounds so good. Yes, soap. Look at all those necklaces, the beaded necklaces. All the purple balloons. That is so cool. I'm going to study that vocal run. Men in the office dancing next to those people. JK is wearing enough fringe to share with everybody. Okay, good. Hope you got two parts also. It sounded like Jimin when it was showing JK. It just sounded like... Oh, they look so good. All these happy people just shaking it, grooving. Yes, keep the fire alive, even during a pandemic. These ad libs. Yes. It looks so good in denim. Oh my goodness. They took their masks off. I didn't even notice that before. I didn't even notice. Everyone took the masks off and threw them down. Oh my goodness. And that couple can be inside with their masks off and they can share a kiss inside the diner. Cute! It's showing all the kids. It's like they're laughing, they're happy, they're healthy. It's showing all the kids like they're our future. It's showing older people that they're surviving. Oh my word. So that was about 4 minutes before this last part comes in where everybody's dancing. Look how happy they are. Yoongi's smiling like crazy. Hobi turning around and looking at everybody else. Tae, everybody is turning around looking at all the rest of the people dancing in the back. I want to know who else in the back. Like, I feel like I can see the dancers that danced... the backup dancers for Jimin's filter in the map of the soul on the experience. Is that what it was called? I'm wiping tears right now. I can't believe I'm so silly. I didn't even notice that they were taking their masks off the first time that I watched it. There's just so much to see. And of course, in the teaser, at the very beginning in the teaser, it says something like, no more masks on the... like the newspaper that Yoongi's reading. I can't refresh it and watch it again, right? I gotta go, like, watch something else so that my view counts. I only have two YouTube channels I can watch this in. I loved it, you guys. You guys, we needed this song too. Just like we needed Dynamite, we needed Butter, we needed this song too. So, huge shout out to the songwriters. It says they teamed up with people they've trusted musically before. Singer-songwriter Ed Sheeran, they collaborated on Make It Right. Yes, I love Make It Right. Jenna Andrews worked on Dynamite, Savage Love Remix, and Butter. The debut stage is going to be on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon in a couple days, right? Oh, happy birthday to Army, by the way. Happy birthday. My voice is a little shaky right now. I just feel grateful. I feel so proud of them. Singing in English like that, dancing around, and seeing Yoongi dancing and lifting his arms and having no hindrance with his shoulder. Being able to move his body without all that pain. That is such a big deal. It's such a big deal. Okay, going through these lyrics. Verse 1, Jungkook and RM. It's the thought of being young when your heart's just like a drum. Beating louder with no way to guard it. When it all seems like it's wrong, just sing along to Elton John. And to that feeling, we're just getting started. I don't know where Sir Elton John is from. I think he's from England, from the United Kingdom. So Army's over there. Gotta be proud that one of their artists is represented in that verse one. Pre-chorus is two of our J vocalists, Jimin and Jin. When the nights get colder and the rhythm's got you falling behind. Okay, the rhythm's got you falling behind. Which rhythm? The rhythm of life? Does that mean, like, things that are happening to you? Things that aren't going right? The rhythm's got you falling behind. Just dream about that moment when you look yourself right in the eye. Okay, and this is huge, too, because looking yourself in the eye is really hard to do. I mean, okay, so when kids are born, when babies are born, they come to this world with no preconceived, I mean, why would I even say that? They come to this world with no preformed, you know, ideas, with no attitudes, philosophies, beliefs, nothing, just fresh, a fresh mind, a fresh heart, a fresh body, with nothing that happened to them. And, you know, as little babies grow, that's when they start to develop their personality and their talents and their strength. I work for a painter. I'm taking care of these kids while she's doing her art time. And I've been doing it for 3 years, almost 3 years. Let's see, almost 4 years by now. So anyway, this the older girl, she's 4 years old, and she does not have any negative thoughts about herself whatsoever. She doesn't think she's ugly. She doesn't think she's fat. She doesn't think she's clumsy or stupid or untalented, you know. She doesn't think that she's good for nothing. So far in the world, in her 4.5 years, she knows she's loved. She knows she's a pretty girl, a cute kid. She knows that she's smart. She knows that she's talented. She can pick up on things well. She knows she's a good conversationalist. But as we grow, and like other people's opinions and other people's treatment of us and things that we view and listen to and things we consume will shape how we feel about ourselves. So in this pre-chorus where Jin says, just dream about this that moment when you look yourself right in the eye, it is so hard for people who have had heartbreaking experiences, who haven't gotten past or who haven't been able to heal from things that make you feel like you're not good enough and things that make you feel like you're not worthy. And so looking yourself in the eye, looking yourself in the mirror, you know, that is really hard to do for a lot of people. And this goes with the message of BTS. I mean, it fits very, very well. So thank you again to the songwriters. Love myself. Love yourself. It goes so well with that theme. and with the encouragement that BTS gives us to try really hard, try to love yourself, try to love myself. I'm trying. And Namjoon, even at the Last of the Soul concerts for a Speak Yourself tour, it was in November, I think, or October of 2019, he broke down crying. He had that little red bag and that red baseball cap or whatever. He said, "I don't know if I'm good at loving myself yet." This isn't like word for word, but he said, I'm trying. I don't know if I can say I really love myself yet, but I've been working on it. And I mean, you can say you're going to do something, but it's easier to say it than actually to carry through on it and do it and be successful. I haven't even gotten to the chorus yet. But this is a celebration. So the chorus is Jungkook and V. I want to dance. The music's got me going. You guys, this is part of the reason why I fell in love with BTS. Is because, obviously, and so many of us, their music got us going. Watching them dance. You know, not just listening to them sing and just seeing their visuals and seeing their smiles and laughing at all the funny stuff they do, but the dancing, the music gets you going. And my life has been filled with music, my household, my family. The music gets people going. Music is healing. Music wakes you up. Music inspires you. Music can help you get through times such as just anything, such as the commute, driving or riding to work or school, or helping you when you've got to get stuff done and you really don't want to do it, so you put on some music to help your time go better, you know? And, or if you can't sleep, a lot of people will sleep to music, or, you know, even singing to a baby, a lullaby, or singing to your grandma or your grandpa or anybody who is sick or sad, or, you know, just the song Happy Birthday to celebrate people and to honor them on their birthday. So the music's got me going. Ain't nothing that can stop how we move. Yeah. Let's break our plans and live just like we're golden and roll in like we're dancing fools. So breaking your plans, does that mean it take a break from your plans and just take this opportunity to dance right where you are here and now? Or is it, you know, let's be okay with having a different plan. Either way, you saw in the MV, all these people, they're working in the office, or they're at the bus stop, or they're on the tennis court, or they're working in the diner, and they stop and they dance. And we have, again, the pre-chorus, or sorry, post-chorus, Jimin, RM, and Jin. We don't need to worry, because when we fall, we know how to land. That was when I got emotional the first time I watched it. I saw those lyrics, and I was like, you guys, we fell as a world, as the whole world in the past year and a half or more. We fell. Humans fell with this stinking virus, the awful sicknesses and diseases and Asian hate and Black Lives, you know, the rioting and everything that people are just so hateful and horrible to people of color or people with melanated skin, you know? No person is better than another person. No person matters more than another person, I should say. I mean, of course, you have your evil people out there. You have your people who want to be bad and hate things and hate people and want to rule and dominate. But for the most part, people are good. People have good in them. And together with BTS, we fell because the concert tour got canceled. Map of the Soul, that era should have been more, you know, like, we should have been able to dive into it and learn about the ego and learn about the persona and learn about the shadow and the Map of the Soul and celebrate that with them and celebrate the era with BTS and with armies everywhere. And that was going to be my first concert along with many of you. And we fell. And I watched the Amazon Music interview today where BTS was being interviewed by a guy who lives in the United States who speaks Korean as well. And Namjoon talked about how last summer in 2020, he was alone by himself and he was crying uncontrollably because the concerts were getting canceled right and left. And he was so angry. I don't know how well any of them took it. If they took it well at all, you know. Inside some of their hearts, they may have been like, we're not happy this happened. We're not glad about it. We're not relieved, but look for the silver lining. There's an opportunity here to get better at some of the things we want to do, to explore something or to, you know, pursue something or complete something. So several of them completed college. Jimin and Tae completed college. And Yoongi was studying philosophy and psychology, and he got his surgery. So I can imagine not every single one of the members cried as hard as what Namjoon described, that he himself cried. He cried uncontrollably. There have been a few times in my life when I cried like that. But I love this lyric. Jimin says, when we fall, we know how to land. They landed after this. After the fall, they landed. And we are Bulletproof the Eternal. We got the MV, that cartoon with all of the showing through the different, the comebacks from BTS's early days, from debut all the way till Map of the Soul 7. And we got the purple whale circling around them and they're on the podium or the pedestal and the universe and purple and army, you know, all around them. And that whale is all around them. That happened during the pandemic. We got that last summer. Even though the concert tour was canceled, we got that. When we fall, we know how to land. I just love the confidence in that line. Whether it was Ed Sheeran or somebody else who gave him that line. You know? I just love it. Don't need to talk the talk. Just walk the walk tonight. I don't know why it's always tonight instead of today, but I think it's easier and more fun to sing about saying tonight rather than today. Because we don't need permission to dance. Now we've got Soap. I love the rap line singing. It is one of the best things in my whole entire existence. Verse 2, J-Hope and Suga. There's always something that's standing in the way. And yeah, I relate to that. I feel like there's always something standing in my way when I am trying to move past it. But if you don't let it phase you, you'll know just how to break. Just keep the right vibe, yeah. Because there's no looking back. There ain't no one to prove. We don't got this on lock, yeah. I haven't checked these lyrics over for accuracy, but this is Genius Lyrics. Genius.com/BTS-permission-2-dance-lyrics. #song-info. It's pretty easy to get there. You can just Google it. But I love that Soap is working that verse together. They come in, they're wearing, you know, whatever they're wearing. But it reminded me of Black Swan, how they spin around each other and then, like, because Hobie's got his part and then Yoongi's got his part. And that's how it happened this time, too. I'm trying to remember. It's reversed for Life Goes On. Yoongi sings first, and then Hobi sings next in the second verse. And then in Film Out, Yoongi first, Hobi next. So they're just a really good team. They work well together on verses. I love that. I love it. I just love that I get to look forward to who's going to get what parts and who's going to sing what and if they're going to rap or not. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. If they wanted to rap and they wanted, you know, and they hoped they could, and they were sad about it, then I'd be sad. But I don't think they were. I think they're all really, really going to be so happy and celebrating the success of this song. I think having Ed Sheeran on the song is going to make a lot more people perk up their ears and listen. And yeah, they kept on saying, we've got another song coming up that's even better than Dynamite. And we've got a song coming up that's even better than Butter. And they're saying Permission to Dance is even better than Butter. Guess what? For me, Butter rocks. It's fun. It's a jamming song. But right now, just in two listens, I can say I like Permission to Dance better than Butter. And I like Butter a lot. But this Permission to Dance just seems to have a lot more meaning to me. I really liked the colors and the scenes more, and then they incorporated all those extra people, like the couple in the diner, where they're together and they're like sitting across from each other with their masks on, and then at the end they get to share a kiss after they take their masks off. It's very meaningful. It's very symbolic. They did all of that on purpose, and it all means something, and it all says, hey, what's coming up next, actually, right here in verse 2, after verse 2, the pre-chorus, Tae, Jungkook, and Jimin, the wait is over. The time is now, so let's do it right. And yeah, we'll keep going and stay up until we see the sunrise, and we'll say. All of this to me just says, like, we're still alive and we're still here. There are thousands and, what was it, millions of people who lost their lives during COVID. And now there's another strain going around, and it's very scary. But these lyrics are saying to me, the wait is over. Our world isn't as bad as it was. At least that's what we're all hearing right now, is that it's safer now. It's healthier now. And, you know, the time is now, so let's do it right. Chorus is Tae and Jin. I want to dance. The music's got me going. Ain't nothing that can stop how we move. Let's break our plans and live just like we're golden and rolling like we're dancing fools. And there was so much to see. Of course, I wanted to see the members. But as I watch it each time, because I'm going to be watching this every day, a couple times every day. I'll have to watch it and then put on other MVs and like go get my stuff done in my house and then come back and put it on a playlist and come back and watch it again, because there's so much to see. But on the truck or on the store, like on the storefront or other places, on the newspaper, or different pieces of the lyrics, different sections of these lyrics, because I did see, let's live just like we're golden. But as I wanted to read those, I'm like, forget it. I'm going to watch the members. I'd much rather see the guys. I want to look at their faces, how much smiling they're doing, you know, and how much movement that our beloved Suga is doing, and how happy he is to be dancing with all of his members, and how happy, I mean, they're a team, they're a unit of 7 guys, they are complete together, and they bring in us this very uplifting song, and I'm crying because I'm happy, and I'm proud of them. Dang it, is there ever going to be a time when you guys get to listen to me talking without crying? But if anyone in HYBE or Big Hit Music ever listens to this, I just want to make sure I give my thanks. I want to thank them for all of this. And, I mean, it's just so much more than just a song. It's so much more than a dance and some choreography. And it's so much more than fun outfits in a cool tune. It's so much more. I could go on and on about their fashion, but I'm going to have to watch it so many times. Just pay attention to that and look at that. I mean, fringe. I never thought I would be seeing Jin wearing fringe. And he looks amazing in that white shirt. It's like kind of lower in the front and you can see all his necklaces and stuff. And the sleeves rolled up. It's one of my favorite things is when a guy is wearing a white shirt. Some of the buttons are undone and the sleeves are rolled up to just below his elbows. That is really attractive to me. Actually, sleeves just above the elbows is also very attractive. But, oh my goodness, I can't remember if this one had the sleeves to the elbow or below the elbow. But there's a decent amount of fringe coming off those sleeves. It's not overpowering, but we see our beloved bunny, Cookie. He's got the black jacket and the pants and all this fringe, like just loads of fringe coming off, like down past his hips. And then he spin, like he was spinning. I mean, did you see the spins and hear his vocal runs? Amazing. I would love to hear this song with the main vocals removed and just hear everything else that everybody's doing that goes in behind the main vocal. And I would like to also hear just the main vocal and take everything else out and hear our guys singing. I'm sure there's got to be some auto-tune on there. I don't know how comfortable it is for Namjoon to hit those higher notes that he was singing, but just having him in verse 1 like that, that was so cool. Singing with JK is just so cool. It's like almost a milestone. The two of them singing together back to back in English like that reminds me of Wasted on Me. And Did they do another song together? Yes, they did. They did one during Festa, and I can't remember what it's called right now. But it's brand new to me. I just barely heard it about 3 days ago. And, I mean, I just love the two of them working together. I love it. And, of course, they worked on Stay, you know, together with Jin. But, you guys, this song is a gift. The MV is a gift. The happiness and the celebration that we see in it is a huge gift. Alexa, play BTS. It always plays the most recent song. It's the thought of being when your heart stares like a drum, beating louder with no way to guard it. When it all seems like it's wrong, sing along to outdoor into that feeling we're just getting started. When the lights get colder and the rhythm's got you falling behind. He sounds so good. Just dream about that moment when you look yourself right behind. Awesome. Their vocal breaks. Jimin. Love it. Silver voice. Oh my goodness, I'm so happy in that verse. Nice. Oh wow. That sounded like Jin, but I probably wasn't. It was JK, wasn't it? I love their song, their singing. Jin, yes. JK. No, Jin. Yes. Let me show you that we can keep the fire alive. He gets the soft part just like in Dynamite. I love that. So they pulled out the production for this and you have hand claps, tambourines. And then all the production comes in again. Oh. We know how to live. Sounds good. Oh, that was Yoongi. I forgot he gets that line. Oh, yes. Okay. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. I'm going to look in Twitter now and see if Ed Sheeran said anything to BTS or to ARMY. Yes. Let's see what he's doing. Ed. Come through, Ed. Give us a tweet. Want to see it? Where is it? He'll tweet. I think you will anyway. Sheeran Young. Come through, Sheeran Young. No, come on. I just want to see all the trending topics because I know we're rocking almost all of them, I bet. I love to see trending topics. All right. At number one, we have hashtag permission to dance. Yes. And at number three, we have Jungkook. ARMY is obsessing over Jungkook's new hairstyle, which the BTS member unveiled in the music video for their latest song, Permission to Dance. 1.18 million tweets. We have at number six trending topics. Well, these are in the United States. Sorry. This is what we're talking about in the United States in Twitter. Number six, Namjoon. BTS member Namjoon impresses fans with his vocals as the K-pop group drops their latest track, Permission to Dance. 417,000 tweets. Thank you very much. Yes, that's our leader. Namjoon. And guess what? Yes, there's probably auto-tune in there, but he is a good singer. He can sing. He can hit the high notes, too. Just because rapping is his specialty doesn't mean he's not a vocalist. He is very much a vocalist. We've got at number 7, V-Min. A scene from BTS's latest music video featuring V-Min interacting with children has ARMY melting. What else do we have? Soap at number 14, trending topics in the United States. Soap, Suga and J-Hope, known collectively as Soap, delight fans with a duet dance during the music video for BTS's latest song. That's right, and it wasn't long enough, but we'll take it. Number 15, Hoseok, with 122,000 tweets. Number 17, The Rap Line. ARMY is excited to see BTS members Namjoon, Suga, and J-Hope, who are best known for their rapping, show off their vocal range in the K-pop group's latest song. Oh yes, that is right. Number 20, Seokjin. How dare they put Worldwide Handsome at number 20? Are you kidding me, United States? ARMYs, wake up. Just kidding. We're doing a good job. Keep going, keep tweeting. Seokjin, BTS member Seokjin, is receiving a lot of love for his dance moves featured in the K-pop group's latest music video. That's right. He's getting down there. He's rolling his arm, touching the ground, kind of wheeling forward. I love it. Number 24, it says Jimin's. Number 27, Yoon-kuk. And number 29, Yoongi's. Oh, you guys. All right. Now that we have reacted to the official BTS Permission to Dance MV, co-written by Ed Sheeran, and enjoyed it in Spotify for the first time, as well as purchased it in iTunes, and also did a rough analysis of the lyrics, how I feel about it, and likening it to some different aspects of humanity or being in the world, how it relates to things that we're going through, the only other thing I can think to do is just share it with your friends. Share it with whoever wants to listen to a feel-good song, who wants to get up and dance and celebrate the fact that this world can overcome things and difficult trials, and we can get through a pandemic. And I don't know why my birds are still shrieking, because they should be going to bed, but I guess maybe they liked the song too, hopefully. And we can also continue to help BTS break records and show the world that they deserve to be listened to in every country, in every city, all over the radio. They really deserve it, and they've worked hard, and they need to be able to be seen and heard by everyone, anyone who they can reach. Anyway, so, and we can help them do that. Congratulations to BTS for topping the Billboard charts 6 weeks in a row now with Butter. And we also had the Butter remixes. I think I mentioned it last time, but I'm just kind of a bundle of excitement right now, so I don't even know. But I wanted to thank you guys so much for joining me once again. This has been Begin the Search, a podcast by an ARMY for ARMYs everywhere around the world. And I want to wish you all of the best for this upcoming week. Take good care of your health. Do whatever you can do to find happiness and find peace in this world, and let BTS help comfort you and inspire you. I will see you next time. Fellow ARMYs, I think it's the first time I've asked this, but I wanted to see if you wouldn't mind leaving me a 5-star rating in Apple Podcasts, or a 4-star rating, or however you're enjoying it. And maybe some feedback so that I can know how everybody's enjoying it, what you think of it, and I can have the chance to do some different things if there's something that's working out not as great as I'd like or something that could be better. And if you would like to support this podcast with a small monthly donation, click the listener support link to see options. You'll find the link in the show notes. Your support helps me to keep making and even leveling up the podcast. Thank you so much for being here and spending this time with me.